Welcome to Tavern Tales Junior, a curated live play 5e Dungeons & Dragons podcast for kids and adults. In Tavern Tales Junior, we take a group of kids on a fantastical adventure full of friendship, adventure, and excitement using a modified 5e rule set. This podcast is created by and for kids. This is meant to be relatable and enjoyable. So let's see where they want to take the adventure today.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods, to where the winds are blowing free. Through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light, I wonder if you'd wander with me. And I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods. You're wondering if I go wandering with you, what kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into. Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river. I'm wondering if you'd come wandering my way, if you ever get lost or if the trail leads you astray. The music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. Round up the troops, get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods.
Hello, and welcome to Tavern Tales Junior, a podcast for kids and adults. My name is Caitlin, and I play the role of Volpina, a ranger tabaxi. We are playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Hello, my name is Willard, and I play the role of Flash, golden dragon, but I forgot his full name, because his middle name everybody forgets because we haven't listened to that episode. His favorite color is actually kind of a goldish blue.
Hello, my name is Alex, and I play the role of Chris Tuffer. Chris prefers to use sword in combat, not his crossbow.
Hi, I'm Robin. I play Sasha Kikian, a wizard tabaxi. And a fun fact about Sasha is if you mess with someone she cares about, dang, you're going to be in the pit of fire. She's very sassy.
Hi, my name is Savannah, and I play the role of DJ Ashardalong, a fighter, dragonborn.
And I'm Kyle, and I will be your dungeon master as per the usual. As we settle in to this game session, let's now leave the table itself and in our mind's eye fall through our chairs and through the floor into the world of the imagination. Clouds scud across a bright blue sky as we find ourselves falling down ever further towards a jungle. Mist rises from the heat of this humid jungle as we make our way down to a city nestled in the middle of a waterfall river called Tanjika. As we fall towards the city,
spelled T-A-N-G-I-E-C-A.
As we fall towards Tanjika, a city nestled on either bank of this 3-mile-wide river with an island in the middle on the waterfall itself, where we find our intrepid adventuring characters tucked away at an inn called the Furry Tabaxi, where they are upstairs in the room set aside for Flash and for Chris.
Lucy, I don't know what to do. What about you, DJ?
It's not safe here.
I don't think we should stay here. It seems way too dangerous.
Yeah.
If what Lucy says is true, Tiger Claw will come after us.
Yeah.
Volpita, you, me, and Mikey Air, we know the wrath of Tiger Claw. He will burn this place down if he has to.
Oh, yeah.
Any remnants of us will be destroyed, even if it's just a shard of hair.
Well, everyone is gathered in the room. The boys have returned with the pots of dye to find all of this going on.
Flash, Chris, we are stuck in a big pickle. It's just so confusing. Lucy is telling us that everything Rose told us is a lie. She's working with Tiger Claw. And Tiger Claw was hiring her and putting her in power to control more of Tanjika.
But this could be fake as well. Think about it. It could go either way. It could be Lucy was sent here by Tiger Claw to tell us that.
I'm not sent here by Tiger Claw. Tiger Claw evil.
We're just saying it could go either way.
No, you must trust. You must trust. Very big danger.
Okay. Lucy, it is so risky trusting Rose or you.
Okay, you know, come with me. That's fine, but I know Tiger Claw know where you are. I know Tiger Claw will send assassin to kill you tonight.
Yep. Well, tonight. And that's why I think we should believe her, because knowing Tiger Claw, this sounds closer to the truth, but it could be a lie too.
I do think we should believe Lucy.
What, Flash, what do you think?
I think we should believe.
Rose hasn't done to tell us anything else.
Yeah.
Right? And
she
also,
she just scheduled a meeting.
Lucy and Rose, they're the only ones we really know this city.
But we also know a...
She could also help us find her way around.
Apparently, Lucy was formerly the leader of the city, so she would know her way around.
No, I lead of guard.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Tanjika guard.
She was leader of Tanjika guard. She would know where is the safest place.
Is you asking question?
Where is the safest place?
Is so hard. You have trouble get off island. And all politic island is so...
She starts speaking in Tabaxi to you.
Yeah.
To which she says, the island is very dangerous. Tiger Claw has many spies in the upper class. And I can't guarantee smuggling you off the island will be easy, given how wide the water is and how closely watched the island's beaches are and all of the docks. We'd have to find a place for you here, and I don't really have any contacts that can put you up here. It would be very difficult for me, given that a lot of my supporters are in hiding right now. So then she switches back to Common and she says, you see issue?
Yes, I see your big pickle.
And for the two people who speak Tabaxi, do you relay all this information to the people who don't?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
This is not going to be a fun day.
No, it is not.
Lucy, where is the poor people area just in, like, retrospect?
is east side.
Mm-hmm.
Is where industry is.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Dad, you're making this a hard DM day.
I feel like I know where Sasha's going with this.
What does DJ want to do?
I don't know.
I really think that we should go to a different inn.
A different inn? That's okay. That's a good idea.
But
it's well proposed.
Inns might be tracked by Tiger Claw, because Tiger Claw is technically the leader of the Lily Major. And then I say, damn him. And then I'm like, okay.
I'm thinking if it's actually that serious, we might have to make a run for it.
Make a run for it. We could just jump through the window. That would be the easier way.
Leave through the window so that the innkeeper doesn't see you leave?
Yeah, but we'd still have to make a run for it.
A run? What do you mean by a run for it?
Yeah, run, because Tiger Claw might see
them. We'd have to get out of here fast if he truly does have so many spies everywhere.
But where will you go?
What would be the place less guarded?
You've only been to, like, well, most of the group has only been to two locations, the barracks and the inn.
I have been to my place, but as the golden mushroom place.
No, I meant on this island.
Kind of.
Where did you go last game?
Like to a place that has a flying entrance and has an underground entrance.
It does, yeah. A flying entrance and a ground entrance. Do you remember the person you talked to?
It was like a bird person.
A bird person.
Then that's where we got the hair dye.
Right.
Oh, the Aarakocra.
That's right.
Aarakocra.
Ugh, damn it. I wish we could go back to our home, Volpina.
Yeah.
I wish we could go back to my home, because my home's safe.
Damn, Menzo Branzan.
Yep.
I agree, even Menzo Branzan would be better than this place. I mean, full of spies, they're all out to get us.
At least in Menzo Branzan, all we had to do was sneak into a house. Now we have to sneak out of a city.
Yeah.
If it's even possible.
Lucy has told you that it's not, that it'd be very hard to get across the river. But you can't stay here at the inn. You have to leave the inn. It is going to be attacked. Unless you stay here and you fight them. But I don't think that that's a good idea. But she doesn't have or know anyone that you that can that she thinks can help you.
Does she have any way of getting across the river? Like, does she have any dinosaurs assigned to her or something?
Or does she have, like, a pterodactyl? Pterodactyls can fly across the river.
So, Lucy, what do you think of our idea of getting out of here and disguising ourselves?
You're already disguised. I had a scroll of disguise.
Well, I haven't casted it yet.
Oh, you're still learning?
Yeah, and I'm not dyed.
Yeah. So let's first dye her.
No, you must leave.
Yeah, leave now.
Where you go?
Jump through the window.
Where do you live?
I live in barracks.
Let's go as far away from the barracks as possible. To the industry stride?
Well, how are you going to get there?
I think we should ask Lucy if she has any way of getting across.
She already told you she didn't. I initially had said she doesn't have any way of getting you across the river. And even if she did, it would be spotted and seen and then you'd get trapped on the river.
Okay.
She doesn't have any way of getting you across the river unseen. You guys are going to have to figure that out. And where you're going to go from the inn, you're going to have to figure that out too.
Really like to make us do this.
No, that's what role-playing is.
Are there any, like, warehouses or anything nearby?
There are no warehouses on the Middle Island. The Middle Island is only the politics and the royal people who live here.
So there isn't really anywhere where we can hide out. On the island here, there wouldn't really be anywhere there where there wouldn't be a lot of people to hide out.
Well, if you feel that way, then what are you going to do?
I'm not sure. I'll go with what the rest of the group thinks we should do.
But, like, everyone else is at a loss for words.
Or you could just hop on a T-Rex and ride across the river.
Well, that'd be hard because there aren't really any T-Rexes on this side. You want to steal a boat or steal a dinosaur and ride it across the river? That is a viable option.
I think what Flash just said is pretty much our only idea right now.
We gotta steal something. And damn, I think Alex is gonna be the one to have to do it.
What did you want to say, Sav?
I agree with Robin because all of us are lawfully good, so
I don't know. I don't want to die.
see a boat and cross
the river.
Go back where we are.
I kind of wish we went into the magical tome area now.
If we went to the dungeon, that would be better.
I don't think so.
There might be something for my magical sword.
Well, based off of what Sasha and Vulpina have told us, they're not going to take us as hostages. They're just going to kill us.
Hostages is not what Tiger Claw does. He prefers bloodshed rather than dealing with whining slaves.
I know one thing that somebody here is going to have to do. Sasha, have you learned that the disguise?
The dino race.
Have you learned the disguise spell yet?
Oh, yeah, but we could use a pterodactyl to do it.
I have learned it. I have learned it, but disguise, dino race, tiger claw out.
Don't forget, you also have a meeting tomorrow, supposedly. So Rose has said, with the captain. Does anybody remember the captain's name?
I know it has thunder in it.
Did anybody write it down?
No.
Those are the sorts of things you're supposed to write down, guys.
Also, this is an Aarakocra captain.
Indeed.
If we can make it to the meeting with Rose... Rose could definitely lead us into more information, supposedly, on Tanjika. But we have to live until then.
But also, if you think about it this way, going to that meeting
could also
might
be
suicide.
I know the dino race has something to do with it.
Well, was the dino race a lie, though? It could have been.
The dino race? Why would you lie about a dino race?
Because she's lying about everything else.
That part just seems like, why would it, why
to try
lie?
And convince us more. It would make her sound more convincing to get us to listen to her more easily.
Why do you have to do this, Alex? To my brain. I am one of the only people talking.
Because I'm the ultimate brain herder.
You guys are talking away about the dino race. And believing that it might be also be a lie. You have an opportunity, though. You could just ask Lucy if that's a lie or not. Because Don't forget that Lucy's there.
Yeah, but that's Lucy.
Is there a dino race going on?
Yes, yes. Race, very important race. Winner of relay race has much power with Elder Council.
Power against Tiger Claw?
Well, Tiger Claw just member of council.
We gotta get rid of Tiger Claw.
We need power to get rid of Tiger Claw. Tiger Claw has to be wiped clean.
Well, relay race winner many time become elder in council. One of member. It's sometime not happened though, because relay race is group 5 people do race.
Oh no.
5 people? Well, I think we have 5 or more.
Yeah, we got 5 or more.
Yeah.
That's all good, but race not for some time. Attack on lives today.
First off, any ideas?
Well, I've decided by now that if anybody else does something, like, let's say Flash just randomly jumps out the window, I know that I'm following him.
I'm going to jump out the window.
Well, not yet. Let's make sure everybody's got a plan. I totally want you guys to leave through the window because that's a great idea rather than going downstairs.
Yeah.
So.
I wish the Shardlong was good.
Me too. So we
There would be no adventure then. And you would not have had any of the problems that you've run into right now.
The Shardlong is on the news because part of my village is burnt.
Okay. You're all gathered in this room. Some of you are sitting on one of Flash or Chris's beds. You're all gathered in. Arabelle and Soren are there. So is Mikeyere. You're all gathered together. And Soren and Arabelle are worried. Soren says,
we're running again. It's starting to get to the point where I don't even remember my home anymore.
Thunder Tree.
Well, no, that wasn't the point.
And Arabelle holds her dad's hand and says,
don't worry, Father. These knights of the Lord's Own will protect and save us. And he says, I know, dear. Let's be quiet a moment and let them make a decision about what we're all going to do.
And Flash and Chris, did you ever happen to get the name of the Aarakocra that you met?
I'm pretty sure we did.
Oh, what was their name?
Don't quite remember.
We can rename her.
And you... I don't recall that character ever giving you their name.
We need her name, so can we have her name?
But I don't think you guys ever found out the name.
Robin writes notes, so yeah, she knows.
No, I don't take note of everything.
Okay, fine. I will help you. Lucy sees the pots of dye, and she says, "Where you buy those?"
From a lady who is an Aarakocra.
You met Lady Aarakocra?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Just in the streets. We were looking for some dye, and we stopped her to ask her if she knew any places to get dye, and she said, "Well, you can buy it off of me."
You sell? How you buy?
Well, I gave her a picture of the cave entrance that we came out of from Enzo Peranzan.
Oh, very smart. Very smart. Who? What Lady Aarakocra is this?
We went to her home, and her number of her door was 4 level B. And it was the one where there's a flying entrance and also an underground entrance.
Oh, you get name?
No.
And she starts to smile like that this is funny sort of thing. She says, You meet Captain Court Thunder.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, we did?
Wait, we did?
Well, whoever bought dye get dye from Captain Court Thunder. Only one Lady Aarakocra of that description and house live on island, Center Island, and that Captain Court Thunder.
We bought dye off of Captain Court Thunder.
Wait, is Captain Court Thunder bad or good?
I don't know. That is risk. Court Thunder not connected to Tiger Claw. I know for sure. Maybe work, but I think not. I think Rose only Tiger Claw's minion, not Court Thunder.
It says this book that my mom wrote me. It's inside the book. It said Captain Court Thunder is good.
Your mom met Captain Court Thunder? Well, Court Thunder is famous person, so maybe.
Yeah, his mom traveled by here some time ago and met Captain Court Thunder.
So
it was when I was 5.
I don't know if Court Thunder are good or bad or trustworthy.
We need to find out. Because damn, Court Thunder might be our way out of here.
So maybe we should go to that meeting. If
Court Well, meeting Thunder. Tomorrow. You'd need to find place hide tonight.
First, place to hide. Second, meeting tomorrow. Yes, because if we're meeting Court Thunder, Rose can't just kill us straight up in front of Court Thunder if Court Thunder's good. That will show something very bad.
Guess it'll be a risk we'll have to take.
But that'll be hard to take the risk.
We also still need to die Vulpina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vulpina, ready?
Sure.
I'm sure I can do some sort of design on your tail. Don't worry. It'll make you more happy.
Okay. Because then you won't
it can
be
It can be like red or something. It's okay.
But I'm already red.
Are you going to do all of that here, or are you going to flee first?
Flee first.
I think we should flee first.
Where are you going to go?
We're going across the bridge thingy-majigger.
There isn't a bridge on the middle island. There's just transports and boats and maybe a swimming dinosaur, but you don't know where to find one.
Well, it says on the, I got the map, so it says swimming dinosaurs are on the west side. Also flying dinosaurs.
Well, even though the swimming dinosaurs are over there, you still don't know how to get one secretively or at all, really.
Yeah, but swimming dinosaurs will be bad for the race, but pterodactyls will be good.
Well, I think we have to go make Court Thunder again.
Yeah, let's go get Court Thunder.
Court Thunder seems nice and friendly.
Yeah, she let them into their house. And did trade without murdering them coldly.
Yeah.
What do you think, DJ?
Perception check.
What do you think, DJ?
I think we should go meet Captain Court Thunder as well.
You should flee right now to Captain Court Thunder's house?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea. I do think that at one point in time, we do need to
disguise me and Sasha.
Right now, I have a kind of idea. What if we go out the front door as if we were just walking around? Because underscore 5000 would know, but he wouldn't necessarily know where we're going.
Right now, underscore 5000 thinks you are all here at the inn. If you all leave through the front door, he'll know that you're not there anymore.
Window.
I say we go through the window.
Let's jump out the window and make a run for Captain Cord Thunder's house.
Do you guys remember exactly where it was?
Yes, it was B4.
I remember basically where it was.
It's B4. Okay.
Like the general direction.
Well, if you can remember the general direction, let's jump out the window.
So who's going first?
Definitely the most sneakiest person. As usual.
I can jump out first because I can jump.
Are you trying to jump out safely or are you trying to jump out sneakily?
Sneakily and safely.
Sneakily and safely.
You have to make a choice between the two.
Safely.
Sneakily.
I'm going to jump out sneakily.
Safely.
You all have to choose together. And if you choose safely, that's fine. But you might attract the attention of underscore 5000 or people on the street. If you jump out the window sneakily, then you might take damage when you hit the pavement. But people will not see or hear you jump out, potentially.
Sneakily would be more painful, but safer to our cause.
Yeah.
Do you want a cloak of resistance?
Oh my god, your backpack has everything, doesn't it?
What is the choice? The choice has been made, and it is altogether...
Sneakily!
All right, then.
Come on, Georgington.
So what I need from everyone... is stealth checks.
The first roll of the game!
And woo! What I need in this regards, though, DJ, your character will take off her breastplate because she needs to have as much available ability to be sneaky as she can. Everybody takes off their metal armor and they all proceed to make their stealth check to get out the window and down to the street below.
Do we take all of our items with us?
We're just doing the first step, which is five of you making that check.
12.
I need people to have beat 13. And I need three of you to have higher than 13 in order to have been stealthy.
14.
17.
14.
That is enough. Three of you have succeeded. Poor DJ. She's like, I'm good at stealth, same. I swear.
Same. I got stealth on my sheet, but I got a 2.
Yep.
I got a 5, and I got a 12.
Well, I rolled a 4, but I get to add 10 to stealth checks.
So it's 14.
But at least I get to add 6, so it's an 8.
So you're 1 less than me. Ha, ha, ha. Because I have 5 and a plus 7. But in proficiency, you're 6 and I'm 7. So I am 1 more stealthy than you.
Seven. I can move like lightning, but Christopher is faster. He can creep along the sidewalks.
With that, you have sneakily leapt from the room. However, all of you will need to make athletics checks. Strength athletics checks now, and the difficulty's rather high. You're going to need to get 18 or higher, or you will take damage from the fall onto the street below. Thankfully, you'll still land quietly, like a sack of wet potatoes. But nonetheless, 18s are what are required for your strength athletics check.
I fail. I got 9. I take 9 points of damage, I think.
So you did not succeed?
Yeah.
I got a 12 and a plus 7.
I got a straight 20.
Because you rolled a 20?
Yes.
I'm not sure what the final was, but I know that it was for sure higher than 18.
Because it was an 18.
Yeah, it was 16 plus 6.
You have athletics as a circled one? Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And I got a 19.
Excellent.
Because I'm skilled in athletics.
And we have two people who've rolled natural 20s.
Yes.
Yes.
Sasha, you're the only one who lands poorly, and you take 1d6 of damage. Roll a d6, that's the damage you take.
Hope for a 1.
I got 6!
Full 6 damage.
The one time you want to get an unlucky roll.
How did you get hurt, Sasha, when you jumped out the window?
Maybe, like, I fell the wrong way. I saw Christopher doing it, and I was like, that's so cool, I can try. And then I hit my face. On the side of the wall.
You hit your face on the wall?
And now it looks like I have like a bruise right here.
There was like a hang hook and I jumped on there and then I like skateboarded along with my sword and then I jumped off.
You used your sword as a skateboard and jumped off?
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty impressive. Volpina, how did you get down?
I sneakily jumped down quickly.
Quickly, but can you describe what you did when you were in the air?
I leapt out the window by running towards it first.
Yeah.
So that I could get down faster.
Cool. How did you get down faster then?
After running before it, I just was able to get through the air faster.
And we're going to ask, who else wants to describe what their Dad. Character did when they jumped out the window?
We need to do a super the Lord's Own.
That's true. We also need to do that as well. We need to do it twice. How come you guys didn't remind me? We haven't done a Lord's Own in forever. Does everybody remember what we do when we roll a natural 20?
Yeah.
Ready?
What, it'll three, make you happy. 2, 1.
The Lord's Own!
And then? 3, 2, 1.
The Lord's Own!
Woo!
You guys are awesome. We have 2 natural 20s. We've already described Robin's fall, because that's hilarious. Will has already described his jump from the window, which was awesome. Sav, you rolled higher than Alex, so you get to go first.
As DJ jumps out the window, she does a backflip and gracefully lands on her feet.
What? Run out the window and do a backflip, landing on your feet. Sasha, you're still rubbing your face when DJ lands beside you looking all cool. Do you do the arms up pose? Oh, you dab? You dab the landing?
Micah's making me feel bad.
Other people doing awesome things should not make you feel bad. All right, Alex, what does Chris do?
Chris ran out the window and did a front flip.
I know. He did a front flip out the window?
Yeah. We were thinking the same thing.
That's so funny. And they almost ran at the same time, but then Chris waited. And he's like, whoa, and he stopped just before he reached the end.
He stopped in midair.
And then, thankfully,
just don't look down.
Georgington has not jumped down yet, and neither has Volpina. And Georgington says, let's help Soren and Arabelle and Mikeyer get down. And
Mikeyer, you're so slow.
And Mikeyer says, I don't need your help. I am a tabaxi. And can you roll a d20 for me, Robin? As
oh, no.
Mikeyer leaps from the window gracefully. His whole body goes parallel to the ground and he sticks his arms out, but he has advantage. So roll again. There we go. So he sticks his arms out in the air on either side of him, and he looks gracefully. His eyes seem to be closed as he kind of like pauses in midair, and then he tucks himself into a little ball, and he rolls on the ground in the little ball, coming up spryly to his feet, and he turns, and he looks up at Volpina, and he says, daughter? And what does Volpina do?
I need some help, guys.
Okay, so everybody probably wants to help, right? Does everybody have ideas? Okay, we've got 2 ideas here. Alex, what's your... Oh, we got 3 ideas here. Alex, what's your idea for Volpina?
Do the splits in midair or something.
All right, the
like
splits.
That.
And Will, what's your idea?
Do a backflip and then do a front flip in midair.
A flip.
A buck front flip?
A front
flip. All right, Sav, what's your idea?
Do a pose in mid-air and then roll to stick the landing.
Ooh, I like that idea too. And Robin, did you have an idea? No?
It was only 3.
Please stop pushing the table. You didn't have an idea? You're good? Well, I'll just cut it. It doesn't matter if you want to offer an idea or not.
I feel like we're landing in an alleyway. And so Volpina runs down halfway and then does a front flip. to the other wall, runs down, and then does another front flip and runs down the rest of the way.
Wow. That's, yeah, okay, that's adding on what came before. I will tell you all, because I will offer a suggestion too, if that's okay?
Yeah.
So one of the things that you can do when you're describing an action like this is it doesn't have to be the physical things that are happening. It can also be the color or a smell or a sound that happens as well. And it doesn't have to necessarily be anywhere related to your character. So one thing you could say is Volpina runs towards the window, jumps out the window, and she can hear from inside underscore 5000 let out a giant fart.
Because he's a smelly human.
Exactly.
No, he's not a human. He's not a human.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he is. Flash. Yeah, he is.
Okay. Or Volpina, you don't have, like, that's connecting it to another person, right? Or Volpina could say she runs and she jumps out the window super fast. And as she falls towards the ground, everyone looks up and she is right in the middle of the sun. And it's almost blinding for them to see as the sun shines through her red fur, creating this cascade of brilliant colors as she lands on the ground.
Including magenta.
Again, I'm not describing the color of the jump itself. I'm just adding a bit of fun things for us to picture in our mind's eye. So you've got all of these choices in front of you. Caitlin, what does Volpina do?
I think that DJ's idea is pretty good. She's going to do a backflip in midair.
Okay. She does a perfect backflip in midair, or is it mostly perfect backflip in midair?
Perfect backflip.
And how does she land on the ground? What does she look like when she lands on the ground?
She lands on her feet.
Cool. Is she crouching or standing straight up?
Standing straight up.
The party has landed on the ground of the inn. But then they realize that all of their stuff is still in the inn. Because they didn't take it with them when they jumped all cool and awesome
I set my sword.
Except for your sword, which is great because Georgington says, are you all ready to catch your stuff?
Right, Georgington is still in there.
Yeah, Georgington.
Yeah.
Did you forget that I was up here?
No, I think you forgot I was up here. I did not.
We didn't actually.
We wouldn't forget.
You're trying to be stealthy.
Your fabulous brown hair, I shall never forget.
DJ. And he throws DJ her breastplate, and he throws you your backpack. Make a quick athletics check to catch those things. Volpina, he throws you your backpack and your lord's own cloak. Make a DC athletics check to catch that. Chris, here is your cloak and your backpack as well, and some of your armor. Your stuff as well. Sasha comes.
15.
That's more than enough. But Flash, he goes to throw you your magic backpack. And because it is a massive, heavy backpack, you need to make a DC 15 check to catch your backpack to not have it land and make a whole bunch of noise.
Is it DC?
You roll a D20 and get higher than 15, please. Alex, how'd you do?
I got a 19.
Excellent.
I got another 19.
I got another 19.
Wow. Did anybody fail?
I got a 19. I drew 16.
That's one more higher than a 15.
You've all caught your stuff. Georgington climbs down slowly and carefully along the water spout of the building. He lands. He says, I'm sorry, I could not close the window. It had to remain open.
No, you can close it when you're halfway down.
But Lucy climbs out, grips her claws on the sill, pushes the window closed, and then leaps out backwards, doesn't flip or anything. She just leaps out and lands almost silently on her feet. And she says, let us go to Aarakocra House.
Yes.
You have arrived at the home of the Aarakocra you met before, the one you believe to be Captain Cord Thunder. With that, I have described the entrance before, that there are two entrances, a ground floor entrance, as well as an aviary entrance, or an entrance for bird-like people who fly up higher. The gates, I also described a little bit, that there are big gates that lead up to this beautiful property. But I haven't described any other elements of it. So can anybody else give me some description of the home of this Aarakocra? Go for it. Yes, Will.
It goes way up to the top, and it also goes way down to the bottom, and there's also four different entrances.
There's more entrances? Like big windows?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
The four windows open and close just if you pull one lever.
Oh, neat.
But there's two levers. There's this long lever, but if you pull it, you can open one of them. Or if you pull that other lever, it opens all of them.
Oh, that's really cool. All right, what do you got, Robin?
The house is very natural. It has a lot of natural light and plants and things around. It doesn't have any, like, potted things or man-made things usually. It's more or less leafy furniture. And if anything is man-made, it's usually like a green color to match the inside leafiness of the house.
Oh, okay. So the house is very botanical on the inside. Okay.
There's like leafy green wallpaper.
It's wallpaper. Cool.
Higher up where there's like the entrance for people who would like fly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of like blues and whites, maybe kind of like sky colors. And down to the ground where we would go in from, there's like more jungle colors.
The whole roof of the house is a huge skylight.
Oh, really? Wow. Is there an entrance in the skylight itself too? Like a big hole in the glass
that can be removed? Yeah, there's like a hole in just the very metal.
Wow. Okay.
Which is like one of the windows. It's also operated by the levers.
Cool. Will, you had more?
On the outside, there's one more entrance. It's by the back, and you have to walk up the stairs, and then you have two different entrances to two different levels, C and D.
Okay, cool. With that house described, there is a butler, Aarakocra, that approaches the gates. Caitlin, what is this butler, Aarakocra, wearing?
He is wearing what appears to be a mixture of light and dark green leather armor.
Cool. Light and dark green leather armor. Excellent. He approaches and he says, oh, back again.
This time for a different cause.
What? What?
Because we must see Captain Cord Thunder.
Yeah.
We need shelter.
Yeah.
Come in. He opens the gates and allows all nine of you to enter the area, the grounds. You go up to the front doors and he says,
wait in the atrium. I'll get Captain.
She comes down the stairs and has a very quizzical look on her face as she approaches the two of you boys, Chris and Flash. And she says,
again, back again.
There is something we must tell you.
Who are you?
Okay, you might know me. We need shelter.
Who are you?
I'm Sasha Kikian. Are you good or bad?
Oh, question is that I'm good. Why do we need the shelter?
Because we're running from Tiger Claw.
Yeah.
Tiger Claw is evil.
Explain.
Sasha, Kikian, and Volpina are related to Mikey Air, and Tiger Claw wants to kill Mikey Air, so we need shelter because where we were staying is no longer safe.
Mikey Air, bad name. No juju. Nope. No bad. Bad name. Bad name. No say. Mikey are dead. Tiger Claw kill.
This is Mikey Air.
You present to me Mikey Air for great reward. We take you now. Guard.
Don't kill him.
She's summoning the guards to take Mickey Air. What are you guys going to do about that?
No, don't take Mickey Air. We're not presenting him. We just need shelter from Tiger Claw.
I not keep evil Tabaxi.
Mickey Air is not evil. He's nice. Trust me. He raised me. Our town was destroyed by Tiger Claw. Tiger Claw is a vengeful monster.
Is anybody going to help Sasha in her pleading?
Yeah.
Who is going to help Sasha in her pleading? What will you say, Alex?
Tiger Claw is the bad guy here, not Mickey Air.
And Will, what are you going to say?
Mickey Air is the good guy, and Tiger Claw is very, very, very bad because I saw him chasing two Tabaxis.
And Sav, what is your character going to say?
If Mickey Air was evil, wouldn't he have attacked us already? He has been being kind to us, but Tiger Claw has not for Sasha and Vulpina. Please.
Mickey Air raised Vulpina. Vulpina is the daughter of Mickey Air.
Correct. True?
Yes. Yes. And I'm her cousin.
You're worth many dollars.
What is that supposed to mean?
You bring this
lots
three to me?
Lots of dollars. We do not bring him to you.
Dark Elf, you bring this three to me?
No, we were seeking shelter together. They're friends of mine.
They're friends of yours?
If you want to...
Very confusing.
And then she spies Lucy, and she says,
Sergeant, you are part of this?
She is trying to help us get away from Tiger Claw.
And Lucy explains to Captain Cord Thunder that she overheard Rose plan to ambush you and send a report to Tiger Claw. And that the group of you were going to be ambushed and killed at the Furry Tabaxi Inn. Captain Cord Thunder's face looks more and more incredulous. And Captain Cord Thunder says,
All right, I didn't know what to please believe with yours. So, we will go, and if you live in secretly, like you say you do, you can spy on in, and I will spy too, and we will see if Lucy right.
And Lucy's like, no, I is right. I is right.
Yes, well, it be proven. You are not good favor with Rose or Tiger Claw, but I had good deal with you Dark Elf and human.
Oh.
So, you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You spy?
Yes.
Yeah, as long as we're safe.
And then her gold timer runs out, so it comes back into my backpack.
Right. Okay. If you correct and assassins come pick up, then you stay here and we make plan to work for Tiger Claw. Not good. Mickey Air, proper elder then of Tanjika.
Mickey Air could probably set this town right.
Mickey Air says, it's been so long since I have had any interactions with non-Dark Elf. I will try my best.
Mickey Air, you know, you had interactions with me and Vulpina. We're not Dark Elves. If Chris needs to leave, he can leave for a few minutes.
So some cucumber water is brought by the butler in his leather armor. It's very delicious.
And nutritious.
Then there is some sandwiches that are brought as well. What kind of sandwiches are brought over, Caitlin?
Cucumber sandwiches.
That makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
The bread is not normal bread. It's seaweed bread.
Seaweed bread? That's cool. That's a good color ad. Yeah, I like that. And seaweed sandwiches.
And it has the fluffiness of a cloud.
It also has sunflower seed seasoning on it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Are they very salty or is it very sweet? What's the flavor of the sandwich?
Kind of salty and a little bit spicy occasionally because the sunflowers are a little bit hot.
And it has some butter on it.
Oh, definitely. Cucumber sandwiches have to have butter. Seaweed cucumber sandwiches especially. And Sav, is anything else brought for snack?
Cucumbers.
Just like some actual plain cucumbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, no, pickled cucumbers.
That too? So yeah. not no, but yes and. So there are some regular cucumbers and some pickled cucumbers.
With delicious pepper.
Who here at the table likes pickles? Who likes pickles?
Never tried one.
You even?
I've never tried a pickle.
Really?
Yeah.
Dad?
How come?
I don't know.
All right.
Dad, she has to try your pickles.
Well, I have some pickles I made myself pickles upstairs. We can try them afterwards.
What?
I made my own pickles and they are delightful.
I like pickled carrots.
I'm going to pickle carrots next. All right. We are ready. You have your snack. You have a short rest, so you're healed up from the damage you took to your face. Once the snack is had, you make a plan with Captain Cord Thunder. During the snack and the wait for the day, because it's most of the afternoon, at this point now you die.
Vulpina
and Mikeyere. And I'm not going to make you roll. We're just going to have somebody tell me what Vulpina's coloring is and if she has spots or stripes or whatnot. And Caitlin, you can describe that or you can have somebody else do that if you want.
Robin.
Okay.
So at the end, Vulpina still has like two spots of red. One is under her tail and the other is behind her ear. And those spots of reds, they're like blotched with spots of brown. And everything else is like a paley brownish ginger color. But it's like a washout dye that whenever she has like a, it'll last for at least a month or so. So it's not like permanent, but it's like close to permanent. She also has like a few spots, which are decoratively like leopard spots. And so by the end, I feel like everyone is like, you look like leopard fur.
I love that idea.
Mikeyere looks the same.
And because you're a leopard, you can match Maya.
Well, technically, Maya is a jaguar.
But you have the same like general types of spots.
Well, yeah.
You could be jaguar fur, but I like leopard fur more.
What then happens over the course of the afternoon is Captain Cord Thunder and Lucy describe for you the dinosaur relay race.
All five of us join.
And I will tell you all what this race is. It is called the Great Race. And what would the Great Race be in Tabaxi language, Robin?
Tikanto.
Cool. Make sure you write that down. And what would the Great Race be in Dark Elf, Alex?
Karshana.
Oh, I like that. Write that down. So you make sure you remember that.
I have a language.
And what would the Great Race be in a different language, Will? What language are you picking?
I speak Elven.
Yeah, go for it.
It's Karshana.
That doesn't really sound Elven. It that sounds...
Wait, Aarakocra.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that sounds very much like Aarakocra. Is that okay? Can we change it to Aarakocra?
Yeah.
What's a different language and how would you say the Great Race in that language? Caitlin, what do you think the Great Race would say in Dwarven? All right, that sounds more like an amphibian merfolk one. That's perfect. That's how it's called in amphibian merf. Can you say it again, please? No, remember you did the bro. Try it again. Just do the same one you did before.
I can't remember.
So you do come up with
you were just like blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah. That was it. Yeah, that was it. That's right. Write that down. Make sure you don't forget. And Savannah, what is the Great Race in Draconic?
Rekarasi.
Perfect. There you go. Write that down. So you don't forget. This will be important later. Once every 2 years, the Great Race happens throughout all of Tenjika.
The Olympics.
It is a relay race between teams. It begins in the middle of the island as a dash through tight streets and back alleys leading to the river's edge on the eastern side. How one gets across the river is up to the rider, but once they pass the baton to another on the team on the opposite side of the river on the east side, they end up being in more of a battle royale than anything else. They race this way all the way to the bridge where they pass the baton to the third member of the race, who takes it across the bridge that really only supports certain dinosaur types. And it is a long distance run of 3 miles across this bridge. The western part through the merchant district is an obstacle course where many dinosaurs get injured and riders die. And that is the fourth part of the race. The fifth and final part of the race is they pass the baton on to the last dino rider, a flyer who has to navigate through a slalom series of floating rings of fire to get to the finish line to finish the race and hopefully win.
It looks like there's over 5 of us. Which 5 of us is gonna go?
Me.
You wish to enter in the right, Kitkus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll need dinosaurs, but if we can find dinosaurs, we're entering.
My mom taked me here once, and she taught me how to ride a dinosaur, so it's okay for me.
I'll volunteer. I'll just need to learn how to ride one of those things.
Yeah,
first.
Same. Volpina, are you gonna go?
I mean, Chris is a bit of a daredevil, so
I don't think I'm gonna go.
Really? You want Georgington to?
You don't want to be in a dinosaur race?
But if one of us wins, then we can get out Tiger Claw, so it's better.
We win as a team if we win.
Yeah, we win as a team.
We want Tiger Claw out, and this seems to be one of the only ways to get him out of this city.
Yeah, good point.
And if Rose follows him, good.
So who are you guys going to put together a team to race race?
I feel like we're going to have to come up with the team name now.
Georgington refuses to join the team. He says he cannot do it. He has to protect the farmer and Arabelle and possibly Mikey Air as well. So there are only 5 of you remaining.
Mikey Air can't protect himself.
You need all 5 of you in order to do the race.
Gotta go. All 5 of us. All 5 of us, and we gotta come up with a team name. It could be like the Lord's Own of Fairhaven. The Lord's Own of Fairhaven. That could be our team name.
That is a really good suggestion, buddy. Yes. I really liked that suggestion.
Yeah, since we're the Lord's Own. Okay. Can we pick our dinosaurs if we ever get dinosaurs?
So we'll get to that. Because the race isn't happening tomorrow. It's happening in a couple of days. It's still a ways away.
Can I pick a
But now record? At least you know what the race is and that it's happening and that it needs 5 people.
Is it happening in like a month or?
Sooner than that.
2 weeks?
Sooner than that.
A week?
Sooner than that.
3 days?
Sure, somewhere around there. At the moment, you're not too sure. That Captain Cordfeather hasn't told you. They've been talking about other things. And if the 5 of you players are going to join the race, then all 5 of you need to say yes to the race. Otherwise, you won't have a 5th member and you won't be able to do the race.
Yes.
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 Yeah. That is 5 yeses. You have a team. You are going to need dinosaurs. And Captain Cordfeather says,
Rick, we are putting cart before horse. You need proof, not evil, untrustworthy bads, that Tiger Claw and Rose are seeking death. So we will go and spy.
Even if you don't let us, we're probably going to go get a team of dinosaurs after they send you away.
Having a pterodactyl for the pterodactyl part.
We still have to determine who's on what, because I also wanted a flying dinosaur, so we're going to have to
decide
that.
I want an ankylosaurus. Ankylosaurus for the win.
It is now the evening, and as dusk settles in, who all is going to go and see if the assassins are in fact going to attack your rooms?
I will see them from one of the windows.
I'm going. Stealthy.
I'm going.
Okay.
Everyone
goes.
Opened
up all the windows.
Georgington will stay back at Captain Cordfeather's house with Mikey Air and with Soren.
It's Cord Thunder, not Cordfeather.
Sorry. Captain Cord Thunder is who you're going with. Good job. That means the 5 of you plus Lucy and Captain Cord Thunder go there. D- Do you have any spells that would help you guys get and be around there, Sasha?
I have fly. I have hold person. I have invisibility. Yeah.
You can cast fly on two people.
DJ, I know you like it, but sorry.
I've got the most experience out of all of us with it.
You had it last time.
Who is the most skilled at stealth? Do not cast fly on that person.
Okay.
Because that person doesn't need to be able to fly.
I have a lot of strength.
Who has the lowest stealth score?
A six.
I got a six.
Two sixes, an eight.
Ten.
And
a seven.
So I think you need to cast it on the sixes.
DJ.
And I'm skilled with the flights.
I was trying to give another person a chance because you had it last time.
You did give someone else a chance.
Anyways. Flash, you can have it too. How will everyone else get there?
Well, two people are going to have to fly. They can fly with Captain Cord Thunder, and everybody else will have to be carried by the flying people.
Good thing both of our flying people are also very strong.
They surely are, aren't they?
I carry Alex and Robin.
Just one character, bud.
I want to carry Robin.
Okay. All right, then you can carry Sasha, if that's okay. You can ride him like a skateboard.
I had totally... Okay, I wanted to cast invisibility on the people who are going to be carried.
You can only cast fly or invisibility. You won't be able to cast both.
Okay, fine. I'll cast fly.
Cool.
I have an invisibility scroll.
Yeah, we're not going to use that right now, buddy. This is just a color scene. You alight on a building across the street. All six of you are there with Lucy as well. So there's seven of you. And you wait. And the sun sets. It's very pretty.
Of course we bring food.
Right, and there's snacks. Some snacks and whatnot. You do a stakeout. You hide away. Everybody make a stealth check to make sure you're all hidden away.
I got a 20 in total.
I got a 28.
I got a 22.
10.
I got a 21.
So Volpina is the only one who's a little unsure of where to hide, but everybody helps her because all you need to do for a stealth check is have half the people succeed. And we definitely beat that this time. So everyone is hidden away on the rooftop across the street and nothing happens. And an hour goes by and the sun has already set and you open up the little snacks and you quietly eat them and still nothing happens. 10 o'clock at night. 11 o'clock at night, midnight, bong, all 12 clock strike, nothing happens. 1 o'clock in the morning.
And then suddenly I fall asleep.
Flash falls asleep. He's so bored. You've been sitting there waiting for hours. 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning.
And then Flash wakes up.
How many hours have passed when you guys start to wonder if Lucy was possibly lying to you? 3 o'clock in the morning.
About now, I start to wonder, what if this was all a lie?
Yes.
And Flash almost falls off the building.
Ha! No, did they stop him from falling off the building at the last second?
We just grab him.
Sound asleep.
No, I can
4
fly still.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Can Chris starts still? Polishing sword.
What does that mean? What are you trying to... Are you intimidating her, or are you...
Chris just needs something to do, because he's like super bored, so he's just going to polish his sword, because it's the only thing he can think
You've
of.
Now been awake all night long, and on the horizon, over on the east side, the sun starts to peek over the hill of the jungle itself, and you can sort of kind of hear way off in the distance the sound of the wildlife of the jungle that totally surrounds the city starting to wake up, just as Captain Cord Thunder opens her mouth to talk to Lucy and tell Lucy. Lucy holds up with both hands, looking completely unsure. Her expression is fearful and afraid. She looks at all of you like, you have to believe me. This was true. I heard all of these things. What do your guys' faces say? Do you still believe in Lucy or do you not believe in Lucy anymore?
I do not believe in Lucy.
My face is saying, back off. I don't trust you.
I don't know, because if Lucy was lying, wouldn't she have attacked?
Of course.
What's your face say? Do you look like you trust Lucy anymore or do you not believe her that this was all a lie?
I look... like, I don't know if I should or shouldn't trust her anymore.
Well, pick one.
I look like I don't trust her anymore.
Oh, no. Her shoulders sag. Her hands fall to her sides. And everyone make a perception check. What did you get, Will?
19.
Oh, my. What did you get, Robin?
22.
Okay, and what did you get, Sav?
I got an 11 on the die roll.
I got a 12 on the die roll.
I got a 10 on the die.
Flash and Sasha, the only two that still believe Lucy. Both of you see a blue spark fly from within the building you're on the roof in. And it goes right up to the closed window of the Furry Tabaxi Inn. And Sasha, you know what that spark is. It's a spark of fireball. And before you can say a word, the two of you see it explode. And all of you turn to see this bluish, greenish fireball explode in the inn across the street, right where your rooms were.
But then there's five dinosaurs came out.
A bunch of dinosaurs have somehow hidden and tucked away on the street, and a whole bunch of fire arrows and crossbows litter into that room as they all run by. And everyone who is outside the thing that you couldn't see because they were also stealthed runs away into the night. And Captain Cord Thunder's mouth hangs open in shock as Lucy was proved right at the very breaking of dawn.
I believe again.
Da, 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 da,
I now believe in Lucy once more.
You thought that she was wrong? Well, you know what? Tiger Claw would do that. He would do that because...
Yeah, but it was already like 5 in the morning.
Tiger Claw is like that. He struck at my house. His motto is, it's either dusk or dawn. He picks either to strike. And usually it's dusk or dawn. Usually dawn, actually. Classic Tiger Claw.
Yeah, but then I can just fly down to a dinosaur.
They all vanish, and there's a whole bunch of attacks going on. The inn across the street is utterly destroyed by all of the magical damage and violence that is wrought upon it.
So you guys believe?
Yes.
The Lord's own guards arrive. What seems to be a long time later... And Lucy points, because you guys haven't left your hiding spot yet, and says, look, Captain Rose is there. She is there. And does anybody want to take a look at Rose's face to see if they can get any insight as to what her emotion is and if she expected this or she knew what was going on? Okay, I see a bunch of raised hands, so if you want to make an insight check, please roll. But only let me know if you rolled insight higher than 16. Put your hand up once you've rolled.
What if you get on exactly on 16?
That would be fine. 16 is good.
Can I have advantage if Sasha got one of the fire peoples to carry her up and look over the roof area where they are on and maybe carry her a little bit closer?
Does anybody want to not roll to allow Sasha to have advantage? Caitlin, did you roll or no?
No.
No? Did you want to help Sasha so she can do advantage on her roll?
Yes.
All right. Go for a rolling advantage there, Sasha.
Okay.
Hey, everybody did it.
I got
so
right on.
So everyone has the knowledge and can tell. Yeah, she knew this was going to happen. She's not approaching with any shock or concern or fear. She doesn't think anybody's looking at her face, and she's hoping to find a lot of dead bodies, especially two red tabaxi. And boy, is she going to be shocked when she doesn't find any, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I say exactly that, but at the end, I'm like, Mikey, Aaron, Volpina, you got a dab on that hater.
Okay.
That's some sort of tabaxi language thing. You fly back. Well, actually, you have to cast the spell again, and you return stealthily to Captain Cord Thunder's residence. You arrive at Captain Cord Thunder's home, and you are ushered in with many apologies from Captain Cord Thunder. And Captain Cord Thunder brings you to a large war table and says... that Captain Cord Thunder is going to have to go to work soon, and that she has a meeting with you later in the day with Rose, and many things will come to light from that meeting. But what do you all want out of this? Since it's very obvious that Tiger Claw and Captain Rose are working against you.
We need dinosaurs and to get Tiger Claw out.
What else? What do you want done about Captain Rose?
It was Sergeant Rose. We need her dead.
Dead? Wow, that's intense.
Or in prison, or prisoner, you know, something. Something to, you know, serve her debt. Actually, no one deserves to die.
Okay.
They just deserve to lose the thing they love the most.
Ooh, that's tough. What do you think?
We need to let people know that she's really working with Tiger Claw.
I agree with Savannah.
We gotta say, Tiger Claw is evil.
Got anything? Well, Caitlin, you got anything or no?
No.
All right.
For the podcast, I'm holding up a D6, and I'm facing the one side to everyone.
Cool.
This is how many lives she's got.
Okay, that's cool. Caitlin, did you let Maya out while you're at Captain Cord Thunder's house, or is she still stuck in the necklace?
She is still in my necklace.
Oh, are you going to let her out anytime soon?
I don't think Cord Thunder would like a giant cat.
Would you?
Pet.
She's been kind of trapped there for a while now. You going to let her out so that she can wander around?
Take a stretch.
I think that I'm going to ask Captain Cord Thunder first.
What? What? What do you want?
I have a pet jaguar, and she's in my necklace right now. Could I let her out?
No, not possible. What? You now have jaguar in necklace?
Yes, it's possible.
Show me.
Okay, so I am going to take her out of my necklace.
What's the code word?
Come out, my faithful beast.
Exactly. Good job. Maya, how about you? You want to describe Maya coming out of your necklace?
When Maya comes out of my necklace, there's like this red laser that comes out, and what? Maya appears at the bottom of the laser.
That's so cool. Except I'm going to just change a little bit of color for you this time, because it's today's session, and it's been that sort of session. The laser points into the air, and when Maya materializes, she does a backflip and then lands perfectly on her feet. What do you think?
Awesome.
Because isn't that what you did earlier?
Yeah. Cool. That's what I did.
Yeah, I know. All right. So Maya appears and Captain Cord Thunder goes and flies into the air and looks all shocked and lands on a perch high up and says, I believe. And Maya then prowls around the residence, sniffing things, smelling things. And she doesn't go too far away, and she's attentive to your command, but she is out and about. Everyone else is, of course, not used, because Maya hasn't come out in a long time. Not since, like, Chari, and she was sent back because she come out. So it's great that Maya is back in everyone's good graces.
She probably recuperated.
Exactly. She's feeling better, and she's happy. Everything is going well.
She probably made two children.
I have a detail to add about Maya's bedroom, technically, because I always feel like inside the necklace, Maya has, like, a house where Maya lives. And so she'll have, like, cat things that are larger sized. So she'll have like a cat couch.
Oh, that's really cool. What do you think of that?
I like that idea.
So Maya has been chilling and watching, basically, and the necklace also provides a view. So if Maya sits down on her cat couch and decides, I'm going to watch what's happening in the real world, she's caught up.
Cat caught up. Okay. At this point, you now have to make some decisions about what you want for the dinosaur race to come. Okay, hold on, I'm not done. You are about to go and have a meeting with Captain Cord Thunder and Rose. And after that, you will begin the process of finding the dinosaurs that you need for the race. But before we end the game today, I would like to have everyone work together to decide who would be doing what part of the race.
I don't care. I want an ankylosaurus.
I want the flying part.
Okay, Will can have the flying part. I'll do the obstacle course.
What part would be most useful for an ankylosaurus?
Probably the bridge part, because you can smack down the bridge.
But if she smacks down the bridge, wouldn't everything on it fall? Well, it's like a 3-mile-long bridge that the dinosaurs run across.
Yeah.
She can wait till us get across, but not me, because I'm flying.
So
she can wait till
does anybody have a specific dinosaur that they want to ride? What is the specific dinosaur you want to ride, Alex?
A Velociraptor. It'll be good for the obstacle course part, because they're also quick. They're small, quick, and agile.
And they can open doors.
I was going to say the same as Alex.
Oh, okay. You also want to ride a Velociraptor?
Yeah, I wanted to ride one.
Because of how fast they are? There are faster dinosaurs. They're only quick over the short distance. They're not great at long things. And he's already chosen the obstacle course. There's also the Battle Royale, which is the big fighting part.
Oh, DJ, that's yours.
Who wants to do the fighting part?
I'm changing dinosaurs.
Yep.
Triceratops.
Of course.
Damn, girl. Because you can smack them with, you can smack it with his horns.
Yeah, you just go bam.
Or you can go like bam with your tail.
Yeah.
So, Caitlin, do you want to do the long 3-mile bridge race?
I thought, what is Robin going to do?
Robin hasn't decided. She just wants to ride an ankylosaurus.
That's all I care about.
An ankylosaurus is probably not the best one for that particular part of the race. The ankylosaurus might be better for something else, but there's a good dinosaur that'd be really good for certain part of the race. Let me just go through this again. So there is a race through the tight streets and back alleys leading to the river's edge, and then you have to get across the river on that dinosaur. Nobody has done that part because that's part one. Then you pass the baton to the person who does the east race, which is the big battle royale, which is what Sav's going to do on the Triceratops. After you do the battle royale, you race to the bridge, and the bridge race is the long distance straight race that you want to just have a nice, quick, fast dinosaur for. Okay, so that's the third one. Then the fourth one is the obstacle course, and that's what Alex wants to do. And the fifth one is the race in the air through the flaming spheres, which is what Will wants to do. So we've got Robin and Caitlin left. We have the long bridge race, and we have the other one there. Now, the ankylosaurus could probably do the long bridge race. They're good. Is that a four-legged? I don't know what an ankylosaurus looks like.
They're they're four-legged, and they have kind of like a wrecking ball tail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And like horns.
All right. Then I think that the ankylosaurus should be a good one to race across the bridge, which means, Caitlin, you would be riding the first dinosaur, which is through the tight streets and then across the river. And I think the best way to cross the river and fight through those tight streets is to ride a Dimetrodon. What do you think?
What's a Dimetrodon?
Do you know what a Dimetrodon is?
No.
Anybody?
I'm pretty sure I know a lot about dinosaurs. I'm pretty sure they're a lot like velociraptors.
No. A Dimetrodon kind of looks like an ankylosaurus. It runs on four legs, but it also swims, and they're not too sure what it was for, but it has a huge sail fin down its back.
Oh, this beautiful those guys.
Sail fin. What do you think? Sound fun?
Yes.
Excellent. So we have our people selected. Will, what flying dinosaur are you going to fly on?
A pterodactyl. But the pterodactyl, he doesn't flap his wings. He actually tucks his wings behind his back and uses his legs to fly.
So, Will, he can fly through a ton of hoops, but he's faster when he flies up in the air and, like, angles his body in such a way that he can point his like, face and then, like, soar down.
In our next session, you will have to get the dinosaurs that you need for the race, and then you will have to do the race.
At least we have.
So I'm going to help you all out, and I'm going to give you homework for the next game, because the dinosaur race that you have to do when you describe your character's actions through the race, you have to come up with as many words to help you describe that as the starting sound of your character's animal. So we have a t t T for Triceratops through the fighting thing.
It's alliteration.
Yes, we are going to use alliteration. Does anybody else know that word, alliteration?
No.
We have a V for Velociraptor, which means it is going to be a very difficult battle.
Ba-dum-tsh.
And we have a Triceratops who will have a tough time. And we have a Pterodactyl who's going to have a terrific tune. And you're going to work on it, guys. Robin has an Ankylosaurus, so that's an A. And Caitlin has a Dimetrodon, which is a D.
What is mine?
Now, if you want to change your dinosaur to a different word, you may.
Daddy, where can I write my dinosaur name?
We'll figure that out. I'll get you another sheet for that. And I'm going to print up sheets for all of your dinosaurs. So that we have them.
Are we going to have a character for them?
Yes, there'll be something along those lines.
We're going to get to keep them, aren't we?
Again, your dinosaurs that you get for this fight, you might not get to keep. You might. Who knows? We'll see. We'll figure it out.
I'm going to keep mine.
The dinosaurs you get for this race, you're going to use the word for the dinosaur's name. So, Alex, if you would like to change from Velociraptor to an Oviraptor and use the O letter O, because that's easier, you can do that. And we will start all of this up next game. So there's a whole bunch of preview stuff for everybody on this episode, because next game there will be the
race.
What's the word?
Dinosaur race.
Everybody get their, remember your words. It's going to be the Great Race or the...
Takanto.
Or the...
Karshana.
Rakarashi.
That's it for tonight, guys. Great game.
You're wondering if I go wandering with you. What kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into? Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales Junior. We'll be back in 1 month with a brand new episode. Our intro and outro music is Through the Woods by Okie Dokie Rabbits. Find their music on iTunes by checking them out at www.okiedokie.org and follow them on Twitter at Okie Dokie Bros. We love a review on iTunes. Check us out on Twitter at tavern_tales. See you all later.
I'm wondering if you'd come wandering my way. If you ever get lost, or if the trail leads you astray. The music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. Round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods. Head over the river.